Bro. Welcome back to another episode of When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. This is your host, Big Cuz. This is our first episode in the year 2024. And we're going to be talking about the Royal Rumble premium live event that is happening today. And there's only four matches listed, so I think it's going to be an entertaining show. I think all the, you know, non-Rumble matches are going to get their due. And I say that all of them, there's two of them. I mean, we have the traditional men's Rumble, the women's Royal Rumble. We have the United States title match between Logan Paul and Kevin Owens. And we have the Fatal 4-Way, Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, L.A. Knight, and AJ Styles. That is the four listed matches. Do I think they're going to add some? I think there's a chance they might add a match. But I wouldn't hold them to it. I think the matches are going to get their due, which is great. I love the Royal Rumble. It's one of my favorite pay-per-views of the whole year. So let's talk about the United States title match. I do not think that Kevin Owens will take the belt off Logan Paul. As much as people have hated him being the champion, I think it's a great thing. He brings a different dynamic to the belt that we probably really haven't seen since Cena held it. So I think Paul retains in what should be a phenomenal match. We're going to get high-flying moments between him and Owens, but I don't see a way that Owens comes out on top. I would love for it to happen, but I think Logan Paul retains. The Fatal 4-Way for the Universal Heavyweight, whatever they've titled Roman Reigns' belt. I would love to say LA Knight wins. I do not think that Roman walks out as champion, though. I also don't think he eats the pinfall. I think they're trying to set up Rock and Roman at Mania, and it does not need the belt. Nowhere near, it doesn't need the belt. I would love to see Randy Orton win the belt tonight. And I think it's a massive possibility. But after watching SmackDown last night, LA Knight was the one that ended up on top. I wish they would pull the trigger. Give him the belt. See what he's going to do with it. Let him have this moment. I mean, there are worse things that could come from this. But as much as I would love to see someone else win the belt, and I know I just said I don't think Roman walks out with it, it's WWE. They're not going to have Roman lose on Royal Rumble, and they're not going to have him compete in Australian Elimination Chamber. So I think he retains, unfortunately. Obviously with help from his cousins. So, but I think Styles eats the pinfall. Either way, whether he wins or not, I think Styles eats the pinfall. The Women's Royal Rumble. Last year we knew going in it was going to be Rhea Ripley and Cody Rhodes. Those were going to be your winners. We knew that right away. That was going to be your winners no matter how people looked at it or booked it. And last year's Men's Rumble was one of the greatest of all time, with Gunther going the distance and then Cody coming in. And their last little sequence is amazing. But, I mean, we're looking at this year's Women's Rumble, and you look at it, and there's no definitive, hey, they're going to win. Until Charlotte got hurt, I was convinced Charlotte was going to win another one. I really was. But I don't, she's out for, you know, 9 months or so. I think all betting odds right now point to Bayley, and she deserves it. If you look at the quote-unquote four horsewomen of WWE, and she's been the least, you know, headlining one of the four of them. And I think it's time for her to get her due. I know they've teased Becky and Rhea at WrestleMania, but I don't think Becky wins another one. I think it's Bayley's time to shine. I do think we get some surprises. I think AJ Lee returns tonight. Whether it's just a one-off thing or not, I do think AJ Lee returns tonight. But yes, I'll go ahead and say my prediction is Bayley. In the Men's Rumble, I mean, we have several stars. who could come out and outright win this match. And it's not as definitive. Like last year, we all knew Cody was returning from his injury. He was going to win the Rumble. Should have finished his story, but didn't happen. So Gunther, I think, is a huge chance to win this and then take on whoever's the champion. I also think CM Punk could finally win it and finally headline WrestleMania. It's between those two. It's Gunther or Punk. I think we might see some returns like Andrade. I think Andrade does return tonight. Sami Zayn. And I don't see any massive, you know, like re-signings other than Andrade. There's nobody going to be a shock value. I think we might have X-Pac in there. He's been training. I hope we don't have Hulk Hogan in it. He teased it. And I also don't think we see Mercedes Moné in the Women's Rumble. I don't think we see her. I think she's AEW bound, and we've known that since she walked out of the company. I think Trinity returns, and I wish they'd let her have that name instead of Naomi. But we all know how that tends to go. So, yes, I'm going to go with Punk or Gunther to win the Men's Rumble, Bayley to win the Women's. It's going to be Roman or Orton in the Fatal 4-Way. Those two. I don't think LA Knight's got a chance right now. I'd love for him to win Money in the Bank. That would be amazing. And I think Logan Paul beats Kevin Owens in a phenomenal match. I do think they add another match on the card. Don't ask me what it is, but I do think they add one just to add that little extra dynamic. And here's a little thing people might, you know, want to think about. Damian Priest still has his Money in the Bank briefcase. What if he cashes in on during the Fatal 4-Way, makes it a 5-Way, and then wins the belt? Just a thought. Roman doesn't eat the pin. None of the other ones get to finish their quote-unquote moment. But probably won't happen. Tonight, I make a plea with you as you watch the 2024 Royal Rumble. Enjoy the show. Be a pro wrestling fan again. Watch the show. Don't read the stuff on the internet about who's going to be there, who's not, or especially who's coming up when the numbers start counting down. Don't run to X and figure out who's going to be. Watch the show. Be a fan. Start 2024 right. Be a pro wrestling fan again. Quit fighting with each other about which product's better. Just enjoy the damn show. And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.